There's a lot of things there are, as my wife would correct me, a lot of things that are true that aren't true. In other words, they are common perception. And people just assume that is the way it is because nobody questions it. It's reiterated in the media, in casual conversation, in reading. And one of those is that scientists are not religious. You know, science is reason, and science is experiment, and science is reality, and science is only what you can test and observe, and science is not religious. And doctors are scientists, sort of, kind of. They may not be researchers per se, but they, you know, they deal in chemistry and physics and genetics and physiology and tests that are designed by biomedical engineers that are really bright scientists. So doctors, you know, they kind of drift towards the science thing, and they're not real religious. You know, I mean, that's kind of, faith is the sphere of the inanimate. Doctors deal with the animate. You know, animate. They deal with the stuff of cells, neurology and chemicals and endocrine systems and pancreatic ducts. By the way, that's one of the first things I taught my kid. You know that? You know how when you have a baby, where's your nose? Where's your nose? Okay, where's your eyes? Where's your eyes? Look, no, he normally can do this. He really can. He does it at home. Okay, wait, give me another chance. Where's your eyes? Come on, I'll buy a red Corvette if you show where your eyes are. I didn't do that. Everybody, every kid does that. My kid. Where's your pancreatic duct? Come on, where's your pancreatic duct? Ah, tell them where your fibula is. Where's your fibula? And you can train them like monkeys. You can train them. They'll point right to it. Just train them. Anyway, this survey, it's a fascinating survey. A December survey, this was December of last year, revealed that most U.S. doctors, you know, physician types, scientist types, etc., believe in God and in miracles just like most Americans. A survey of 1,100 physicians revealed that 73%, those of you who are mathematically challenged, that's three quarters, believe miracles happen. Miracles. Suspension or breaking of the known laws, laws meaning the way nature operates, of the universe. 73% believe miracles. By definition, that means they must believe in God. How do miracles happen? If you say there is no God, you can't believe in miracles, because whatever happens is just a fluctuation in the laws of the universe that we're not smart enough to know why they fluctuated. But if you call it a miracle, you're basically saying the way the universe operates has been suspended. It's been contradicted. 73% believe miracles happen. And this is fascinating. 55% have seen them occur in their patients. I know if I want to get sick, I want to be in that 55%. The poll also indicated that 72% of American physicians consider themselves religious. Wow, that's high. And 58% attend services. That's higher than normal. More? The Jewish Theological Seminary conducted this survey, and it found that 51% of doctors, how unscientific, pray for their patients, and 67% encourage their patients to pray. Some things that are so just ain't so. The idea that physicians, being hard-headed scientists, materialists, don't believe in God, don't believe in miracles, don't pray, that's for their patients, you know, the less educated types, you know, the poor, pitiful, illiterates who have to hang on to something like God or else they'll be miserable. God is for those who can't face reality. Well, that just isn't true. Fascinating survey. I'm glad I ran across it.